Good morning. We're going to get started. My name is Annie Foster, and I am the General Counsel to Governor Ducey. And we are here today for public comments and interviews on the vacancy for Cochise County Superior Court, created by the retirement of Judge Ellich. We are here today as a panel to conduct interviews and receive public comments on behalf of the governor. And as such, we have a sign-in sheet if you haven't signed in yet. And some of this is for the record, just so you all are aware. So please make sure that you sign in and leave some contact information in case any of your comments result in our need to follow up with you. So what the process is this morning we are taking public comment, and that's what this portion is. We set a time from 11 until noon. We are starting a few minutes late, about 10 minutes late, just to make sure that anyone who wanted to be here had the opportunity to. And it's noted there are a few people here. And then this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we will be doing interviews for four candidates who have applied for the vacancy. And those candidates are Paul Randall Bays, Roger Heath Contreras, Timothy Bruce Dickerson, and Candace B. Hardy. Following the interviews, the process will result in our taking the information back from these meetings, providing it to the governor, and providing him with full information on each of the candidates so that he can make the choice as to who will fill the vacancy. To address some questions as to the process, under the Arizona Constitution, judges in Cochise County are elected. However, if a vacancy becomes open prior to an election, which has happened with the retirement of Judge Ellich, which is going to be effective at the end of February, there will be a vacancy here in Cochise County that results in the governor appointing that a person to fill that vacancy until such time as the election occurs at the next election cycle. So that is sort of our process. At this time, I'm going to ask my colleagues who are here with me to introduce themselves so everyone knows who is here. Nicole, I'll start with you.
I'm Nicole Collier, and I'm the governor's deputy general counsel.
Hi, good morning. My name is Juan Tisomani, and I'm Governor Ducey's senior advisor for regional and international affairs. What that means is we have a few offices around the state, one the Arizona-Mexico Commission that I will see from the governor, also Southern Arizona office, which is located in Tucson, and that kind of helps with the relationships all across the seven southern counties, including here in Cochise. So we're here pretty often, but glad to meet you all. This is the first time I think that we get a chance to meet, so thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for being here again. My name is Emily Radjakovich, and I serve as Director of Boards and Commissions on behalf of Governor Ducey.
Thank you. And so now I'm going to open it up if anyone is present that would like to provide comments, either pro or con, to any of the candidates. I'd ask that you step forward to the chair and the microphone, and when you do so, state your name. And we're going to give you 3 minutes or so to provide any input that you have on any of the candidates. So with that, anyone want to step up?
Okay. If I did, my sister would kill me. My name is Henry Collins Bonner.
I'm going to ask you to sit and speak into the microphone because we're recording these proceedings, and so we need the microphone in order to get recorded.
You don't think that microphone is picking me up?
I apologize.
It only works steady.
I apologize. I hate microphones as well.
No, I know where to turn on, but my name is Henry Collins Bonner. I am the brother of Candace Bonner Bardee. And I'm here in support of her, obviously. I know you have a bibliography and resume thing from Candy, as you call them, Candy. But what you may not know is that her grandfather was the first lawyer in Douglas, Arizona, and our father was mayor of Douglas, Arizona from 1950 to 1960, mainly because nobody would run against him. Because he said if anybody ran against him, they could have the job. And that's kind of the background that we come from. In addition to that, my father, in addition to being an attorney and the mayor of Douglas, was also a school teacher for many years at Douglas High School. And Candy always said that she learned from my two brothers never to take his class because he was awfully hard on my two younger brothers. I was gone by then. I was in college by that time. So that's kind of the history and the background from where she's coming from. My father, in addition to being the mayor, was also the consul general for all of the immigration issues that came through, and the judge before she came all of that. She comes from a family of lawyers, of course, with her father being the first, and my dad. None of us boys had enough smarts to be lawyers, so we became military officers and school teachers and movies. And so that's kind of the background and history, but she won't tell you, and she would probably be embarrassed that I did. But now I'm on the record having supported her, so I'm off the hook. Thank you for your time and your attention.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
No, they will be here at 1 o'clock.
They will be here at 1 o'clock, correct.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wilson.
Any other comments?
The woman's restroom is on the other side. Okay.
Okay, with no one else here to comment at this time, we're going to go off the record and take a break until such time as someone shows up or it is 11:30, whichever comes first. We will just be on hold in case there are other people that show up.
This is Annie Foster, General Counsel of Governor Ducey. We are back on the record in the public comment period for the vacancy in Cochise County Superior Court due to the retirement of Judge Elledge. It is 11:30. It is noted that no other members of the public appeared for public comment, and therefore we are terminating the public comment period. We will resume at 1 p.m. For interviews of the candidates.